Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Get ready for the big chill. They're also calling it an Arctic blast. It sounds more like a dessert special at Dairy Queen, but the big chill arriving Friday. Dangerously cold wind chills are possible. Wind chills as low as 40 below zero. The cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Now, in addition to the dangerously low wind chills, strong northwest winds may cause power outages Friday afternoon and evening. Another word about this before we end our program today. Welcome to our show. It's good to have you with us on Pioneer Valley Radio. Mayor Sarno announcing today two upcoming community meetings scheduled to update the city of Springfield's neighborhood plans for the Mason Square neighborhood, including Bay, McKnight, Old Hill, Upper Hill, and Maple High Six Corners. The residents will have an opportunity to share their input with the city on what neighborhood improvements or developments they would like to see in their neighborhood. Input received will be reviewed and considered for part of the City of Springfield's Office of Planning and Economic Development and the Office of Community Development's 10-year plan for the neighborhood. Well, it certainly can't hurt. Springfield and the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission are among several recipients in Massachusetts awarded grants from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the USDOT, of course. Springfield applied for the All Implementation Grant and will receive $15,012,800 to be used for citywide safety improvements at some 15 intersections and 10 corridors across the city that have had a high number of fatal and serious injury crashes. The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, well, they're going to get $198,593 through the All Action Plan Award, and that will be used to create new regional comprehensive safety action plans. Hopping over to Chicopee, where Mayor John Vio is proud to announce the winners of the First Clean City Initiative Poster Contest. Sophia Chico and Kayla Ribeiro of Joan of Arc School, the students' poster titled Looking Good in the Neighborhood, was selected out of 30 submissions as one of the winners by Mayor Vio, Police Chief Major Fire Chief Stamborski, Parks and Rec Superintendent Ben Strepka, and DPW Superintendent Elizabeth Batista. Now, let's get on to the celebration. Mayor Vio hosted a pizza party for Sophia, Kayla, and their class February 1st at 11 a.m. The mayor is dedicated to making Chicopee the cleanest city in Western Mass through the Clean City Initiative and the Poster Child Contest. This is just the beginning. The second winner will be announced next week, and both slogans will be used as part of the city's Clean City Ad campaign. The campaign aims to educate and engage the community in the effort to keep Chicopee sparkling clean and beautiful. A Shrek sculpture in Hatfield, weighing approximately 200 pounds, has gone missing, according to the Hatfield police. The approximately 200-pound cement Shrek sculpture is missing from his home on Mountain Road, so if you have any info on his current whereabouts, please reach out to the department or return him in the condition you found him. And the police add, the dragon sculpture he lives with is frustrated and lonely. Agawam Public Library, collecting pajamas for children and teenagers right on through the month of February as part of the annual Boston Bruins PJ Drive. The drive benefits the Department of Children and Families, the DCF, Wonder Fund, and Cradles to Crayons. Now, the goal of the PJ Drive is to collect 5,000 pair of new pajamas. DCF is estimated to be working with agency that assists more than 50,000 babies, children, and teenagers. So the Agawam Public Library will be collecting pajamas from February 6 to February 28. Busy Mayor Sarno congratulated Central High School Golden Eagles hoop star Julie Bahati on winning the prestigious Vi Goodnow Award as the most outstanding Western Mass player. Bahati is the eighth Central High School basketball player to win this prestigious award, and the first since 2020, so our congratulations, along with the mayor from Pioneer Valley Radio, to Julie Vahati. Well, this isn't a lot, but every little bit helps. The Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities has approved a reduction in gas supply rates for some Massachusetts residents this winter. Believe me, this is good news and not a moment too soon. Beginning February 1, yesterday, of course, customers served by the Berkshire Gas Company, Liberty Utilities, Fitchburg Gas, and Unitil, National Grid, and Eversource Energy can expect to see a monthly bill decrease of roughly 4-5%. The lower rates are attributed to recent changes in the market-based price for natural gas over the winter period. Natural gas is sold in a competitive market and federal law. Massachusetts gas distribution companies are required by law to purchase gas and pass that cost to the customers without profit. So also due to declining natural gas prices, companies will be decreasing the cost between February 1 and April 30th, and customers will begin to see the rate change in their March bills. The city of East Hampton will have two warming centers open during the day Friday and Saturday due to the anticipated frigid temperatures across the region. Friday, February 3, the East Hampton Council on Aging, 19 Union Street, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the place. Saturday, February 4, the East Hampton Public Safety Complex at 32 Payson Avenue will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The warming centers are open to anyone in need of a place to seek respite from the extraordinary cold. And Northampton has announced three locations for persons needing a place to warm up during the extreme cold predicted this weekend. The Manna Community Center at St. John's Church on Elm Street will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and this week on Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. The Northampton Senior Center, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the lobby at the Northampton Police Department is open 24/7, and people are welcome to come in and get warm. If you'd like more information on health and human services programs in Northampton, you can find them on the city's website. Well, I can't really add anything to this except do your best to stay warm and comfortable, safe and healthy throughout the course of the weekend, and all times, of course. And thank you very much for being with us here on our program at Pioneer Valley Radio. Till next time, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.